We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting today with Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson, City Manager Ron Fear. City Commission meets tonight at 7 p.m. And if you're unaware, you can view that in three different places: Cox Cable Channel 3, cityofmhk.com/TV, and also if you have Facebook, that's probably the easiest way. Just get on your Facebook and go to the City of Manhattan's page, and you can view it there. And there's a lot going on tonight, as we've discussed here. There's also several consent agenda items.
Yeah, I think the highlight of the consent agenda that I'd like to really talk about a little bit is the services agreement between Pottawatomie County and the City of Manhattan related to building codes and inspections with associated plan review and construction inspections for a portion of Blue Township. I know the Pottawatomie County Commission yesterday did final approval of this agreement, as well as adopting the same building codes that we have. And I just want to give a shout out to Brad Clausen and his team, the building codes division, that have worked with builders both in Manhattan and in the Blue Township area in Pottawatomie County, as well as Pottawatomie County officials, and as well as Katie Jackson and her legal team, and the folks from Pottawatomie County that have been working on this now for well over a year. And the feedback we got from the builders was that, you know, we really do want the codes to be the same, and that's important so that our inspectors don't have to learn two sets of codes, and they're used to the builders are used to particular codes because they do work in both areas. And so this is really a great opportunity for the Blue Township area to have a code inspection program. The way that'll work is the builders will actually get the building permit from the City of Manhattan, and our folks will do the plan review and issue the building permit, and Pottawatomie County will follow up on some of the other provisions of that requirement. But I think it's a great progression of being able to work together in a good partnership with them, and appreciate all the hard work that folks have done to bring this about.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a consumer, when you buy a home, whether you buy a used home or have one built for you, and if you're building out there along XL Road as a putting in a commercial building, you ought to be able to expect that your building and your house is built to a proper specification. And I think this helps all this. This standardization starts up at a very high level, and then by the time it gets down to us, we look at this all the time about our own building codes and make sure that whatever's in there makes sense. You know, changing something by an inch doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes, but sometimes when new technologies come along, that ought to be employed, and they find out new things about runoff and so on. So all of those things will be incorporated, and we think, I think you may have said it, but Brad Hartenstein and the Fen Hills builders have been very supportive of helping us work through this with all the contractors.
Yeah, and you mentioned Mr. Clausen has been working really hard, and he's about set to retire.
So I ran into Brad yesterday and congratulated him, and it was one of his big goals to try and get done before he does retire, and he's going to do that next week. So we appreciate all the hard work he's done and the relationship building he's done with all the different stakeholders to bring that about. And, you know, the folks over in Pottawatomie County, it was a situation where essentially they've adopted a code that only applies to a certain segment of the county, which is having a lot of these growing pain issues.
Do we have to sign something before Brad can leave?
That would be a check.
He's been such a great person to work with, you know, and really has kept the city on an even keel. When you go around and I mean, he's been good to citizens as well. We've been trying to get this balance where we do things that we have ordinances for. We either do that or we get rid of the ordinance. And so Brad and his team have really done a great job of working with the public and also kind of making sure that standards are met.
Really, you know, that's a tough gig, because a lot of people, you know, in my experience with planning people, they have certain rules that they have to apply, and not all of them are popular.
Right.
And because of that, they're sometimes, run awry of some people's goals.
Yeah, and we When I first came on the commission, I thought we were getting a lot of cards and letters on these kinds of things. And we told Brad at the time, you know, if we're going to put these things on there, we're going to enforce them. If they don't make sense, let's get rid of them. And otherwise, the commission's going to stand behind you. Because, you know, if you get a lot of personal attention for things like that, then it becomes a little bit more difficult every day to do your job. And
but so we appreciate him coming in. He's been coming in on a regular basis here over the years, and he's been very upfront with people and whenever they've called in. And, you know, he has handled those things with a tremendous level of professionalism and expertise and respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brad's, he's, you know, part of that job is challenging, but it's really all about safety. Working it on the preventative side in the design process. But then again, you know, one of the things that he's also been key in is on the after a disaster, whether it's been a tornado, a storm, a flood. And that's not an easy part of the job. And he's traveled to other communities to help them out. He's highly, highly thought of by his professional peers around the state for the work that he's helped with in many communities, helping them in the recovery and assessment mode for assessing those structures that are damaged. And so we just appreciate his long tenure with the city.
I think one of the things, you know, that judges someone in that capacity is the level of respect that he gets from his peers in other communities. And there's a ton of that.
Absolutely.
That might take you to the next item, which is Garden Way down there.
Yeah, we have some asbestos removal on the consent agenda before. That's one of the properties that we've or is in our flood hazard mitigation program, and before we can issue the demolition bids for that, we need to ensure that it's asbestos free. So we have a contract with Associated Insulation here in Manhattan in the amount of $34,000. We also have some activity on the levy improvements. Of course, that's one of our 0.3 sales tax items. That's project we're moving forward with, raising a portion of the levy and then also rehabbing most of all the original gate structures on the levy itself. And so as part of that process, we need to acquire, in order to raise the levy, you have to widen it. So we need to acquire some easements and rights of way for that process, and we're beginning that process and recommend a contract award to SMH Consultants and their team in the amount of $352,500. And then we're also recommending an amendment to our professional services contract with Morrison Frost, Olson Irvin, and Schartz. Of course, Bill Frost, former city attorney, retired city attorney, works for us part-time, and this is an area that he's been involved with over the years, and will be highly involved in the legal paperwork for these rights of ways and easements. And so there's a contract amendment recommended for it as well. We've got a few pieces of a...
Just one thing I wanted to say before we run out of time, and that is we're going to also say goodbye to Trent Armbrust tonight. Mm. He has a farewell sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce from 5 to 6:30 up at Building 1800, which is the foundation building up on Kimball Avenue. And Trent has really been a terrific asset for the city. He's going to be good for the city where he's going, too, up with the state of Kansas. So he's really been an engine, a innovator, and he's been running all around the countryside making inroads, meeting people, making deals, and making sure that the economy of Manhattan stays vital. So I really want to appreciate him today, not just today, but for the work he's done for 7 years for us.
Yeah, I agree. Both of those guys, Brad and Trent, have been nothing but nice to me in my almost 1 year that I've been here, and I really appreciate all the help they've given me. Anything else real quick?
Next week, we've got a work session literally looking at the noise disclosure process. The planning board talked about that a little bit last night, and from the Fort Riley noise impact and the study that was done relative to that.
All right. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight, City Hall. Thank you again to Mayor Mike Dodson and City Manager Ron Fear. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. And coming up tomorrow, we'll have USD 3D3 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Katrina Lewison. They'll be joining us. We'll also have Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram.
Friday's also the dedication of Johnny Caw at the new plaza. I'll be out there. That activity begins around 4:30. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN. Good morning.